ER Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A roundtable today in Ohio on the fallout from the toxic train derailment more than 2 weeks ago in East Palestine. Residents voice concern and health issues. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan announced on Tuesday that Norfolk Southern will be responsible for organizing the cleanup effort as well as paying all related costs.
The work plan will outline every single necessary step to clean up the environmental damage caused by the derailment. And I can assure you, no details will be overlooked.
Air quality samples and water testing continues throughout the town and region. President Biden in Poland today delivering a speech marking 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine.
Autocrats only understand one word, no.
He says NATO and allies will continue to stand with Ukraine and hold Russia accountable for war crimes. ESPN reports after being detained in Russia for 10 months, WNBA star Brittany Griner has re-signed a one-year deal with the Phoenix Mercury. This is ABC News. Carnival season starts today in New Orleans, but this year's Mardi Gras comes in the wake of deadly violence.
Outside the confines of the French Quarter, New Orleans carnival season is a family event. On Sunday, during one of the biggest parades, five people were shot, one fatally.
We weren't shocked, but we were really disappointed, especially to have it happen right here in our own backyard.
Catherine Westerhold's kids love the spectacle of Mardi Gras, but this year...
I think this incident gives us some pause. We won't be out here tonight.
Police are holding a suspect in the Sunday shooting. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Funeral today for one of the victims of last week's shooting at Michigan State University. Nineteen-year-old Ariel Anderson, one of the three students killed when a gunman opened fire in two academic buildings on the Michigan State University Lansing campus. Family and friends remembered the Harper Woods, Michigan native, as a peaceful, gentle, and kind young woman. Rena Roy, ABC News.
People do some pretty...
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's bracing for another big snowstorm. People everywhere will be affected, but the worst of it should be in about the central one-third of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says it'll start to get snowy and windy later tonight and last all the way into Thursday. Places from Neillsville to Sturgeon Bay might get up to a foot and a half of snow. Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking the public to let them know where and when they spot black bears and black bear dens. The Bear Litter and Diet Survey is the Department of Natural Resources effort to learn about black bear reproduction rates and manage the population. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Ganyo Clay Products in Green Bay salutes our emergency first responders. That's law enforcement, firefighters, and medical professionals for their commitment and bravery. They're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. This thank you is from Ganyo Clay Products in Green Bay, your brick, stone, and fireplace experts since 1914. You can give them a call at 920-498-8549. Visit online at ganyoclayproducts.com. That's G-A-G-N-O-N clayproducts.com. They're saying thank you to all of our first responders.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin ultra soft on the potty, this is most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. A crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibe.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. It's being made today. Today's election day. Today is election day, February 21st. Today's election day, there are four Supreme Court candidates. Two of them will survive. The top two vote-getters will advance to the general election 6 weeks from today on April 4. Right now, I think most people who are Democrats, who are independents, and who are moderate Republicans are coalescing around Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. I've already voted. Polls are open for another roughly 5 hours till about 8 o'clock. If you haven't voted, get out there and vote. Get out there and vote. Civic Media will report all election results right after the polls close. But I'll tell you, I've known Janet Protasiewicz a long time. I've known her for about 40 years. I know her husband. And, she is a one fine judge. She was a prosecutor in Milwaukee for over 20 years, prosecuted the toughest cases, murder, sexual assault, burglary, murder of witnesses, that kind of thing. She is not only experienced as a prosecutor, she has more prosecutorial experience than all three other candidates combined in this race. She probably has more prosecutorial experience than any candidate in the history of Wisconsin. And I'll tell you why. I've not researched every one, but I'll tell you this. I think it was something like 24 years she was a prosecutor. Most people, when their prosecutor is 24 years, go on and become Supreme Court justices. So she knows criminal law backwards and forwards. Secondly, she's a great judge. She's a really fine judge. And third, and most important to me, I mean, her demeanor, her judicial demeanor is good. She's quite honest, very responsible, hardworking. But she's made it clear. She doesn't pussyfoot around. She said, look, the maps are rigged. The day after I am sworn in, somebody, if they bring a lawsuit on those maps, we're not going to put up with any more rigged maps. She also said that her values are that women should make their own healthcare decisions, and that 1849 statute would not survive if she's on the Supreme Court. The thing was passed in 1849, 174 years ago, based on 19th century science by a legislature that women couldn't vote for. It was illegal. Woman went in and tried to vote for it in 1849, they'd arrest her. And now the Republicans are going, okay, but that still controls you today, 174 years later? I don't think so. She will also certify whoever wins the 2024 election. Doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. She'll certify him. She'll certify him. The two Republicans, Kelly and Doro, will only certify a Republican. They won't certify a Democrat. They will also keep rigged maps in effect. And they will also enforce the 1849 law and tell women today, too bad, so sad. Yes, it was 174 years ago. Yes, women couldn't vote for it. And yes, it was based on 19th century science, but I'm sorry, you got to obey it. I mean, you couldn't get any starker than that in this race. And Janet Protasiewicz, P-R-O-T-A-S-I-E-W-I-C-Z, she'll be a great justice. I want to talk about Ukraine, and I'll tell you something. Joe Biden was magnificent. Joe Biden is magnificent. Joe Biden, yesterday, while we were on the air, talked about it. He had flown out to Ukraine via Poland on a secret mission. They let the Ruskies know on the way that he was going there, and they had better not screw around. They better not screw around. And he went there and he reinforced Zelensky. He reinforced Ukraine. And then today he gave a speech in Poland, which was magnificent. 30,000 people, reports were the 30,000 people waving American, Ukrainian, and Polish flags, cheering him on. And he called out Putin. He said, Putin will not conquer Ukraine. We will not let him conquer Ukraine. What Putin has done, Kamala Harris has already said it before, is a war crime. Do you realize, by the way, that the Ruskies have murdered, tortured, deported, and raped Ukrainian civilians at will? And they've let in jihadist terrorists to it, too. Ramzan Kartikov of the Chechnyan Islamic Jihadist terrorists and the Wagner Group. They are animals. They are Nazis. Biden didn't put it quite that way. I'm putting it quite that way, though. Magnificent speech. He said that the democracies have grown stronger together because of what Putin did, and we will never let autocrats succeed. Putin gave a speech in Moscow, Russia, earlier in the day, a delusional speech. Putin goes, this is a war that the West started. We're simply trying to militarily put an end to it. He lied. He said America has bases all over Ukraine, which we don't. He did say one thing, and he's rattled the nuclear saber before. And this way, he sort of half rattled it because he's chicken. What he did is he drew the sword half out of the scabbard and then shoved it right back in. What he said was that he is going to suspend the START agreement. The START treaty, S-T-A-R-T, Strategic Treaty for the Arms Reduction, Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, is the only nuclear treaty we still have left with the Ruskies. They've cheated on and abrogated every other one. And this one limits each of us to 1,550 nuclear long-range warheads, which, believe me, is plenty, okay? It's plenty. But the other thing it does is it also lets each of us inspect the other to make sure there's no cheating. Now, the commie Ruskies have been cheating all along anyway, and they already said that we can't come in and inspect. So this was a pathetic little extra add-on. He said, we're withdrawing from it. They're not going to make any more nuclear long-range missiles. They don't have the money to do it. And here's a dirty little secret. Ruskies, Putin and the oligarchs steal about 80% of the surplus wealth of Russia. So when people first looked at their military, they go, oh, they have a great military. Look at all this on paper. Well, it turned out Putin had stolen a lot of the money for it. So if he said there were tanks, there weren't any tanks. He'd stole the money. They were sending medical supplies and bandages from the 1950s to their troops. Old weapons, weapons that didn't work. One of their nuclear submarines, they did a test launch to try to impress us. They were going to blow 8 missiles out at once, and they all misfired because they were badly constructed and the people weren't trained. Then they did a successful one and another one. Here's my point. If it came to any kind of war like that, half their stuff doesn't work. The problem is, if even one missile like that lands in Berlin, London, Paris, Rome, that is an attack on civilization itself. We can't have it. But the guy's shooting his mouth off. And then he goes, well, no, but we're not going to start a nuclear war. He's desperate. He doesn't want to get assassinated. We have a lot more to talk about Ukraine, but there are people on the lines. I'm going to get to you as many as you can. We'll take you in order. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I went out and voted for Judge Janet P. Proud to say I did so. Get democracy back for the state of Wisconsin. The other quick thing is the megas. I'm sick and tired of these people dumping on Biden. It's ridiculous. Trump was a coward and a draft dodger, and he drummed up other people to do his dirty work. So I don't want to hear about their crap. It's ridiculous. Biden rode a train 10 hours to get to Ukraine, and when he was in the war zone, air raid sirens went off, for goodness sakes. Trump would have never done that, ever, because he's a coward. So quit dumping on Biden, for goodness sakes. He did the right thing. He showed Putin we mean business. He showed the world we mean business, and they're not going to take it for what they've done in Ukraine. So that's, I'm on my high horse today because I'm sick of the megas. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Paul. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. We have a little time before the break. What's your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Incredibly hard to follow that. Well done by Wisco Paul, wouldn't you say? These people are kicking around what speech this would be like for Biden today. Now, I'm going to throw one out there. It's his equivalent of John F. Kennedy, Ishnine Berliner.
Yep. Very good. Dick, I'm with you 100% on that. I'm a big Kennedy fan, as you know. I'm an old yellow dog Democrat. I'm a Roosevelt, Truman, John Kennedy Democrat. I think Bill Clinton was very much in that mode. A Democratic Party, and that's exactly right. He went there and he said, Ishnine Berliner. And what he meant by that is he was trying to show them. That was when Berlin was divided. Remember, the Berlin Wall didn't come down until 1989. And so this is back in 1962, one or two, when he said that. And it was magnificent. He stood with NATO. John F. Kennedy stood with NATO. He stood with Europe. And right now, Joe Biden is standing with NATO, standing with Europe, and he is standing up to the Ruskies. The Ruskies made a terrible mistake going in the way they did. We're going to be talking a lot more about that and about the speech and about the Republican reaction. Reaction, believe it or not, by Trump, DeSantis, Matt Gaetz, and the other lowlifes in the MAGA wing, the Freedom Caucus wing of the Republican Party. But Biden was absolutely magnificent, and he is responsible for rallying NATO, consolidating it against Russia, and keeping the West united. Going to a break, quick break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Get your Brewers sponsorships hip.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life,
and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 24, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 26.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media. Come.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the post.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me tell you, long range, from an historical point of view, the fascinating thing about Biden's trip to Ukraine, it kicked off a fundamental division between the Democratic and Republican parties. And the Republican Party is going to live with this for a long time. Immediately, some of the most prominent people in the Republican Party attacked Biden. They've attacked him yesterday and today. And they've attacked Ukraine, and they've sided with Putin. And here's who did what. Trump, and this is a guy who in the polls is ahead in the primaries. Okay, a poll this far out, that and a buck will get you on the bus. Who knows? But I mean, you know, it's Trump. Trump praised Putin today. He praised Putin today. Putin has raped, tortured, deported Ukrainians, shot them, murdered them. Trump praised him today. And Trump doubled down. If you remember the Helsinki press conference a couple of years ago, when somebody asked him the question, Mr. President, your intelligence services, CIA and the FBI say that Putin hacked into the 2016 election. Do you trust them and believe them? And that's when he looked at Putin. He said, well, Mr. President, Putin has issued a very, very strong denial, very strong denial. And he said he did not trust his own intelligence services. And Ron Johnson, whom some people listening to this show voted for, not all of you, not many of you, but some of you, Ron Johnson said he didn't trust the CIA and the FBI either. And he was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security, and they reported to him. Ron Johnson stabbed the CIA and the FBI. So did Trump. And Trump doubled down on that again. He said, remember that press conference? This is today. Remember that press conference? And they asked me who I trusted. And I got to say, Putin was very strong in his denial. He said, I have a good relationship with Putin. I have a lot of respect for Putin. Crooked Mike Pompeo, who's running for president too, said the same thing. Saying this when Americans, United States, has provided about $100 billion in military assistance to Ukraine, and Ukrainian women are getting raped, and Ukrainian men and women and old people are getting murdered, deported. This is what's happening in the Republican Party. And DeSantis, I really don't understand DeSantis. He's never going to be president. I don't think he has the imagination or the historical sense to be president. What do I mean by that? yeah, he can say he's a conservative, this, that, and the other thing. But if he were really perceptive about historical trends, he would differentiate himself from Trump, not by trying to outdo Trump, but being strong like, say, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, on Ukraine. Because these people are isolationists. But here's what DeSantis said today. He said, he attacked Biden, and he said that Russia's a third-rate power. We shouldn't be sending arms to Ukraine. Matt Gaetz, who just avoided a trafficking prosecution, his wingman and running dog was prosecuted and pled guilty to the feds. Gaetz, for some reason, is not being prosecuted, and now he's feeling pretty high and mighty. And Gaetz sponsored a resolution that right now in the House with 10 Republican co-sponsors, all of the bottom feeders and dreck of the Republican Party, saying immediately cut Ukraine off from any more assistance. These are isolationists. They're very similar to isolationists in the 1930s. And the stupidity of isolationism, and this is the Talleyrand's dictum from the 19th century, quote, "It was worse than a crime. It was a blunder," end quote. That should have been used in the 1930s, and I'm using it now. Before I use it anymore, I'm going to call on a caller. So we get this caller in, and then I'm going to keep talking about this. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Gina Beauclair.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and it's great show as usual, and I agree with Paul and Dick. And, you know, Trump never should have been president. He's not dealing in the real world, and everybody knew it. And he was like a mobster, and everybody knew it. Now, these megas shouldn't even be in office. You know, they're more than isolationists. They really are. They're anti-democracy, and they are anti-human rights, women's rights, you know, any kind of rights. And the sad thing about Matt that drives me bananas, because I've been following this live, and I watch Trump. And Trump made enemies, you know, of our neighbors. He made enemies of our allies. He snobbed people. All he cared about was having parades for himself. He insulted people. He was cruel and rude. And then, of course, with Putin, I mean, I watched that, and I thought, what the devil's going on here? You know, and he was anti our own government. He was sneaky. He lied. And then the worst part of this is the good Republicans that I used to think was good, but I'm beginning to doubt it for sure, because they aligned with him and helped him cover all of this up. And then, you know, to align with white supremacists and violent people, and the way he pushed violence, the way he hurt all different groups in our country, and they don't care. Disabled, people of color, women,
right.
They didn't
Gene, I'm being
care,
called
and they're
to
still
a,
doing
to
it,
a break right now. I'm being called to a break. I'm going to tape everything you said and run it over again in the news. It was so good. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A roundtable today in Ohio on the fallout from the toxic train derailment more than 2 weeks ago in East Palestine. Residents voice concern and health issues. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan announced on Tuesday that Norfolk Southern will be responsible for organizing the cleanup effort as well as paying all related costs.
The work plan will outline every single necessary step to clean up the environmental damage caused by the derailment. And I can assure you, No details will be overlooked.
Air quality samples and water testing continues throughout the town and region. President Biden in Poland today delivering a speech marking 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine.
Autocrats only understand one word, no.
He says NATO and allies will continue to stand with Ukraine and hold Russia accountable for war crimes. ESPN reports after being detained in Russia for 10 months, WNBA star Brittany Griner has re-signed a one-year deal with the Phoenix Mercury. This is ABC News.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's bracing for another big snowstorm. People everywhere will be affected, but the worst of it should be in about the central one-third of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says it'll start to get snowy and windy later tonight and last all the way into Thursday. Places from Neillsville to Sturgeon Bay might get up to a foot and a half of snow. Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking the public to let them know where and when they spot black bears and black bear dens. The Bear Litter and Diet Survey is the Department of Natural Resources' effort to learn about black bear reproduction rates and manage the population. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So you heard it right. Trump, right in the middle. Biden's speech, right after his historic trip to Ukraine, to buttress Zelensky and the Ukrainian people who have been magnificent. Trump praises Putin. And you heard it right. DeSantis said basically it's wrong to send munitions to Ukraine. Russia has turned out to have a third-rate military, which quite frankly took this war, actually a genocidal invasion by sadists is what it is, not a war, to show that. And therefore, what? We just make them into sacrificial lambs? This is DeSantis. And then, of course, Gates, 10 other lowlifes in the Republican Congress put in a resolution to stop all aid to Ukraine. Now, what is going to be the issue in the 2024 election on foreign policy? Joe Biden is experienced. He's been in the Senate or vice president or preparing for the presidency for 51 years, since 1972. He's experienced. He's honest. And he's very resolute. And you have a succession of clowns out there. Trump and DeSantis are the chief clowns. There's no way these people can become president. If they became president, and you know, Jean Vauclair was magnificent in her comments, and it was from the heart. And she said something interesting. She said, they're not just isolationists, and she went on. And that is correct. The isolationism in the 1930s was essentially based on the fact that the U.S. didn't have much of a military at that point. After the First World War, we didn't improve. They still had horses in the 1930s. They still had horses in the army instead of wagons in some places. There was no Air Force. They had the Army Air Force. Germany had rebuilt and had a far superior military, momentarily anyway, at the time. And the isolationists kept pounding the drum. But isolationism is wrong for a lot of reasons. And I'll tell you, I've said it again, and I've said it before, I'll say it now. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. And isolationism is, let's put a wall around the United States, Fortress America, and who the hell cares what happens everywhere else. That is a surefire way of losing your own civilization. Here you have the Ukrainians, who are magnificent. They're brave, they're resolute, they're tough, they put up with unspeakable horrors, and we don't even have troops over there. We're simply providing them the weapons to beat Putin and to beat Russia. And Putin and Russia are starting to fall apart. Let me give you a couple of examples. I've told you about this fellow, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group. They're gangsters, essentially, murderers and thieves, private military. They've been operating in Africa. They get hired by some African leader, and they go in and they just murder people in villages and rape them and kill them all through Africa. Now they're in Ukraine doing the same thing. Putin is afraid of Yevgeny Prigozhin. He's afraid that he will start to surpass him, and Prigozhin has started to complain about the military strategy in Ukraine, and his people are taking most of the hits. And it looks like Putin is coming out somewhat on top in that dispute. Yevgeny Prigozhin has accused the military leaders of Russia of having committed treason, and Putin has cut the Wagner Group off from artillery shells and ammunition. He's cut them off. And they're taking really horrible losses because they aren't being given any artillery to back them up. They are fighting among themselves. One of the horrible things, and there's a video of it, which I will not watch, but if a member of the Wagner Group shows the white feather, that's a historical term, but basically chickens out, tries to desert, won't fight, they execute him by beating him to death with a sledgehammer. And they just did that to another one of them. These people are animals. You know, one of the things that really kills me is at the Munich conference and elsewhere, they were talking about, well, why don't we have a Nuremberg trial after the war? Baloney. The reason that the Nuremberg trials against the Nazis worked was because we had total control of Europe, total control of Germany. Nobody can interfere with us. We're never going to have total control of Russia. These people have to be killed, and it's not a matter of a trial. If you have Hitler, you kill him. You don't put him on trial. You have Putin, you kill him. You don't put him on trial. And that's the same with Yevgeny Prigozhin. That's the same with Ramzan Kartikov, the Islamic terrorist from Chechnya, who now says he's creating his own army, believe it or not, like the Wagner Group. There can be these competing motorcycle gangs running around over there. You know, let me see. I'm going to leave you with something on this subject, and then I'm going to the lines. I see some people on the lines. And this may sound extreme. Back a long time ago in the Roman Empire, there was a guy named Cato. And you may remember Hannibal, remember? Carthage, and they invaded Rome, He brought elephants across the Mediterranean. They were like tanks. They scared the hell out of everybody. And Hannibal was a great general. Carthage, by the way, is in what's modern Tunisia. And the Romans had to fight them off in the First and Second Punic War. And finally, Cato said the following. He said, Carthago delenda est. In Latin, that means Carthage must be destroyed. Once and for all, Carthage must be destroyed. And we say now, Russia delenda est. Russia must be destroyed. And why do I say that? There are good people in Russia. I've been to Moscow. I've been to St. Petersburg with a delegation from the Attorney General's office, the Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney General's office, to talk to them about our Constitution and about our civil and legal, criminal legal systems. And a lot of people are good, but they are incapable of a sustained democracy and of a sustained commitment, frankly, to either electing or tolerating people who aren't sadists and aren't genocidal maniacs, Stalin and Putin. 145 million people in Russia. They occupy 11 time zones of gas and oil. And they periodically have sadists and genocidal maniacs running them and keep threatening Europe. At long last, took the Third Punic War. Punic refers to Carthage, refers to the Phoenician language that the Carthaginians, who were Phoenicians really originally, spoke. And Rome finally said, you know, we've had two Punic Wars. Now we have a Third Punic War. Carthage can't be permitted to continue, and it was not. Now, how do you do that with a nuclear state? It has to be done very carefully. I'm hoping there are people listening to the show who are going to politics someday who are young. I want you to think about this. At long last, you cannot have Russia forever in the future alternating between genocidal sadists who threaten nuclear war, whatever it takes. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Western Reminded, Bill of Oconomowoc.
Good morning, good afternoon, Matt. Say, on the Ukraine war, I think that we've got two fronts. One is in Ukraine, and the other's here at home with these far right that say, why fight Ukraine? Russia's right. That's part of their property. Give it to them. You know, they made those choices with Comey, where they abandoned the FBI and hugged Putin. They did it again with Mueller. Now they're doing it again with Ukraine. I hope America wakes up. If they want to win this war, which is going to be difficult, it's not going to be easy, but if the Republicans are going to keep on supporting communism, they got to be called out. Thanks, and I'll hang up and listen to your reply.
So you nailed it. You always nail it. You really nailed it this time. This is not a dispute between liberals and conservatives. This is not a dispute between progressives and liberals and this one and that one. This is a dispute between American democracy and commie government. The January 6th insurrectionists went up to the Capitol to murder our vice president. To murder our vice president, Pence. They built a gallows. You saw that gallows. That gallows was not built in 5 minutes. That gallows had been built the day before or the week before. There's a lot of carpentry in that gallows. They went up there and they kept saying, hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence. And where's Nancy? You know what? An 90-pound, 82-year-old woman, they're going to kick her to death? The Republican Party is not the party when I grew up. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger were terrific. If there were a ticket of Romney and Liz Cheney, that would be a tough ticket. But Trump, DeSantis, Gates, and all the rest of these crowds are traitors. Tucker Carlson is a traitor. He is like Tokyo Rose or Axis Sally. He is betraying the United States. And Kevin McCarthy gave him, what, 40,000 hours of surveillance video and nobody else? That's illegal. There were Freedom of Information Act requests in there, and he gave it to one friendly journalist. We have got, quite frankly, to call this out in the next election. in the next election. Bill is right. It's a choice between American democracy and commie government. In commie government, you take a look at Russia, you take a look at North Korea, you take a look at China. It's a glioblastoma. It's a cancerous tumor. You have no freedom anymore. One of the greatest freedoms that you have is the freedom to be left alone. And these places that the government has its eyes on you all the time. Read a novel called 1984 by George Orwell. Many of you read it in high school. And if you haven't, read it. And you will see what a communist government is like. It's horrible. The light goes out in your eyes. The light goes out in your soul. You do not want commie government. We're going to the lines. We're going to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Mike of Sheboygan, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today. Mike of Sheboygan.
Matt, as a Navy man, you know the ethics, the values of this whole Ukraine situation. But to be just really cynical, let's do the math. It's less than 5% of our annual defense budget that's helping us keep this Russian mistake at bay. I don't understand why people who are so interested in price and value and low taxes and consider themselves better businessmen don't understand that we've never had a better business deal than these decent Ukrainians doing our dirty work. And the amount of money we're spending to keep Russia at bay, as terrible as war is, it should not be put in mathematical terms. But all that money we're spending is coming from suppliers and vendors in the United States producing it, and that's usually called investment in local economies. I mean, those artillery shells and things are being made by American corporations and bolstering the bottom line here on the local economy. So just to be brutal, in spite of the reality of Biden standing there in the Orthodox Church yesterday under that blue arch in the monastery of the Orthodox Church, very stunning photo, he knows why he was there. But if we really need more proof, look at the bottom line. We'll never get a better deal in defending ourselves from Russian totalitarianism than investing in this conflict as we have, unfortunately. I wish we didn't have to, but you're enough of an analyst and a military man to know that this is a righteous deal, this is a good deal, and if they would do the math and get off the politics, they would realize there was never a
Mike, listen, I've got to go to a break. That was profound. I'm going to get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Stay on the line, everybody. I'll get to you right after the break.
Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter storm warning begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Lows around 24 tonight under cloudy skies with snow likely. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 26.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. .com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Not hang up. I'll take you in order right now. Mike's comments were important comments. Okay, Kurt on the road, my friend. You're next. What's on your mind today, Kurt on the road?
I continue to be utterly disappointed with the Democrats, and here's why. We need to start adopting the language of Roosevelt. They should stand up and call out those members for what they are. Call them fascists. They'll just go nuts, like hitting a wasp nest. They need to, and I would go further. I'd say, and the speaker doesn't act on these fascists. He's complicit, making him a fascist. We have to start using language that starts making them very, very angry, because this is what they have done to us for a long time, and we allow them to do it. It's time to turn the table and look them square in the eye and call them for what they are, fascists.
Excellent. I agree with that 100%. I think that our messaging, among other things, has been too weak. They are fascists, and remember that fascism creeps in on little cats' feet. One decision at a time, one action by a congressional majority when it's Republican at a time, and suddenly you turn around and your hands are tied. We're going back to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today. David of Mequon.
Good afternoon, Matt. Really quickly, I completely support the fact that we are helping out Ukraine. I want to be clear with that. And I do think people have to realize there are a lot of Republicans that are also in favor of helping out Ukraine. I mean, I don't think people realize that it's more unifying than people realize. That being the case, Matt, the one thing that does concern me, though, is the China connection with Russia. And, you know, we're sending the Abrams tanks to Ukraine. I guess we're going to build them, but it's going to take a year to build these 31 tanks that we're going to send to Ukraine. And my question to you is like, somehow we got to ramp up the production ability on some of this stuff, because if we really do get into a major war, we're going to be really in big trouble, because we got to be able to produce these things very quickly at a rapid rate. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, David, that's very good, because David is making a good point. It is true that I think the majority of Republicans are united with Democrats and all Americans saying that for Ukraine. David's point is that we have to ramp up our defense production, because if China, as a result of this, goes into Taiwan, we're going to have to supply Taiwan as well. I want to get back and then finish my response to David to what Mike of Sheboygan said. And I don't want to put it in this crass terms, but I'm going to right now. And that is, for some billions of dollars, we have had the Ukrainians kill more than 60,000 Russian soldiers, wound 150 or 200,000 of them, destroy half their tanks, humiliate them in front of the world. And 97% of the Russian army is now committed to or around Ukraine, and they can't do the job. They're pathetic. They're about the 11th largest economy in the world now. They've slid. They're lower than Italy. And it is a matter of time. They have very unfriendly neighbors. Whatever China may think, China is different from them racially and religiously. So are the Islamic societies to the south of them. and they're licking their chops. Russia made a very big mistake back in the 90s, not just continuing to try to join with the West, because we have very similar traditions, join with the West, ultimately join NATO and the EU. Instead, they put in Putin, a murderer, thief, sadist, and genocidal maniac like Stalin. Now, what do we do with David's comment? David's comment is, we're standing with Ukraine. This may impel China to provide assistance to Russia. We have got to ramp up production. We do have what's called the Defense Production Act that Truman put into effect to make corporations produce war material if the government says to. And we can tell all of these producers right now. I mean, the Second World War, they told GM and the rest, make tanks, the hell with cars. It's not quite there yet, but we can definitely do that with ammunition. That's number one. Number two, with China, I'm getting very tired of China. China, we have bent over backwards for China. We take many of their students, hundreds of thousands of their students in every year, and they come to steal IT and to learn how to make nuclear weapons at Caltech and MIT. It may be time for us to say to the Chinese, we are suspending Chinese immigration from communist China for a year. You're going to come correct with some respect. You're an isolated country. You have almost a billion and a half people, and most of them don't live very well. And we're not going to let you get away with this. That's an example of what we could do. Go to the lines right now. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Jake?
Speaking of being isolated, Matt, you know, the far right wing of the Republican Party is politically isolated on this issue of their support for Russia and Vladimir Putin. You know, it's only the most extreme Donald Trump acolytes at this point who would say Vladimir Putin deserves any kind of respect. He's a war criminal. Yeah, he should have been assassinated by the Central Intelligence Agency a long time ago. Unfortunately, right. I guess that's not legal at this point anymore. But the idea that the Republicans are going to continue in this foreign policy of where most people, even most Republican voters, probably support Ukraine at this point, but the politicians on the Republican side aren't going to support Ukraine, that can't last. And we as Democrats have to push the boundaries on that one and hit them as hard as possible on the issue of Ukraine.
That is an excellent comment, and it caps off a number of other excellent comments on that, and it has to do with messaging, among other things. But the thing is, you're right. The rank-and-file Republican is an American, like the rank-and-file Democrat. We all stand four square against communism and against commie Ruskies. Yeah, I know they say they're not communists anymore. They really are. They're Hitlerian is what they are. But how long can they continue to elect people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who said that there should be the secession of of Republican states? How much longer can people in Georgia vote her into office? They're patriots in Georgia. I served with some of them on ships in the Navy. These are good people. We cannot continue to not stress the fact that we're all Americans and that this MAGA wing that leads the Republican Party are traitors to the United States. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. It's election day. Get out and vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. All the meat.
From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology. It starts with good genetics, and Rank Seed evaluates more than 80,000 data points of breeding material. By planting plots throughout the Midwest and Great Plains, we expose our genetics to a wide range of environments, which helps us select the best varieties. We then utilize the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our customers. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.